Hello, this is Paul Stokes backstage of the Xperia Access Q Awards. I've just been joined by Richard Russell of XL Recordings, who's won the Outstanding Contribution to Music, and Dizzy Rascal, who presented it to him. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you very much.
How did the ceremony bit go, Diz?
It was all right. I fucked up a little bit, but it's not to be expected, innit? It's all right.
Was it good to be given the award by one of your former charges here?
It's a massive honour, because working with Dizzy was a brilliant experience, and I still listen to his music a lot. I love Dizzy, so it was wicked that he turned up. Really made my day.
And what was he like as a boss?
He was someone you could actually talk to. You know what I mean? Which someone in his position, in his label, in his world, is not necessarily a given. But he's as down to earth then as he is now. So
I wasn't his boss. He knew he was the boss. He knew what he was doing. Wasn't looking for anyone to tell him what to do.
Obviously, you set the label up in '89. I mean, what were your sort of aspirations for it back then?
Well, it was a rave label, so we were DJs and we were putting out rave tunes. So it was about putting out tunes that people would go out and dance to. I mean, there was nothing more pretentious or complicated or ambitious than that. And then I suppose that got a bit, you know, you don't want to repeat yourself, so we had to find some other things to do.
Releasing the biggest record in recent years, like Adele, that kind of thing?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what we were looking for. And I think that's why that happened. I think we were just, you know, working with someone like Dizzy or someone like Adele, they're just people who know what they're doing, who are good at what they're doing, and then it goes where it goes. I don't think, you don't have nearly as much control over this stuff as people might think. You know, people would like to think that you control, you don't have any control over this stuff.
The control you do have, of course, is in the studio. You've been in recently with a couple of records, Damon Albarn, the Gilbert Scott Heron record. I mean, is that side of it really important to you still?
Yeah, I love doing that, and that was what I started off doing. And then when the label took off, I just found myself not doing that, which was quite good for the label, but not that good for me. And I love being back. I'm pretty much in the studio full time at the moment. I really, really enjoy it, and I've just been making a sequence of albums. And you know, I can be more helpful to people now than I was back then as well, because I can listen a bit better to what other people want to do.
Must have been great working with Bobby Womack as well.
Yeah, I was unbelievable. It was like, I was, you know, he was, that's the last time I was here was with him, you know. When he won that best album, that really meant a lot a couple of years ago. It meant a lot to him. Artists like Bobby didn't used to get awards, you know. There's a lot more awards now than there were then.
Looking ahead, what's sort of next for you?
What's going on? I've been working with these two Afro-Cuban girls called Ibe. They're really, so the music, like Afro-Cuban, based in Paris, quite minimal, quite melodic, very like interesting, good performers. So we're working with them, and you know, just like a lot of interesting people in the studio. Always music getting made.
And Dizzy, we understand a new record from you coming too.
I've got some shit coming on Halloween that's going to slap everyone's fucking faces, man. I tell you, it's going down. Trust me, I'm excited about it, because it's not what anyone, I don't think it's going to be what anyone expects from me. I don't want to give away too much. No.
31st of October.
There you go. Yes, sir.
Well, thank you, bros. Congratulations.
All right, thanks, man.